Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menash. On today's show, we're talking about market fundamentals. Our listeners are real estate investors, but that means they're investors first. The investor mindset is based on fundamentals. When we assign value to a corporation, that translates into a share price, and if that stock is publicly traded, all of the things being equal, the stock will trade at a multiple of net earnings. That's called the price-to-earnings ratio. The conventional wisdom is that in times of economic boom, net earnings tend to swell and the share price of the company will increase to reflect the higher earnings of the company. In times of recession, revenues fall and earnings take an even bigger hit. The share price of those publicly traded companies get punished accordingly. So we have a strange situation going on in Japan at the moment. The economy is clearly in recession and has been for some time. Negative interest rates have only recently tipped into positive territory. Nevertheless, the cost of borrowing is multiplied, much like it has in the rest of the other developed countries. But before we can make sense of what's happening in the Japanese stock market, we need to take a look and dig deeper into Japanese culture. Japanese society values collaboration. In Japan, the term keiretsu is used to describe a wide-ranging business relationship between companies. For example, it's customary when a customer buys products from a supplier for that same supplier to reinvest a portion of their earnings in their customer. There are numerous of these types of alliances all throughout the Japanese economy. There are various horizontal keiretsu, where companies have cross-share ownership. There are vertical manufacturing keiretsu, where, for example, an auto manufacturer would have a deep partnership with its parts suppliers. The idea is to promote mutual success. Parts suppliers would be actively involved in the auto manufacturer's internal quality programs. But there's also a tremendous amount of loyalty within these alliances. There's also vertical distribution networks where you'll find similar types of collaboration through the distribution network. The primary aspect of a horizontal keiretsu, often known as a financial one, is that it's set up around a Japanese bank through cross-shareholding relationships with other companies. The bank then assists these companies with a wide range of financial services. The leading horizontal Japanese keiretsu, often referred to as the Big Six, involve companies like Sumitomo, Mitsubishi, Mitsui, Sanwa, and Fuyo. Horizontal keiretsu also might have vertical relationships on top of that. This practice peaked in the mid-1980s when over half the value of the Japanese stock market consisted of cross-shareholdings. Now, since then, the banks have gradually reduced their cross-shareholdings. And the Japanese Corporate Governance Code, effective since June of 2015, requires listed companies to disclose the rationale for their cross-shareholdings. Partly as a result of that requirement, many companies have indicated their desire to reduce the balance of their cross-shareholding investments. So these companies have been slowly divesting of cross-ownership. That's left many companies with an excess amount of cash. And for a while, those companies sat on the extra cash. Listed companies have been expanding share buyback programs. And that's what they've been doing with the extra cash. These share buyback programs totaled 9.6 trillion yen, or about $65 billion in 2023. That set a new record for the second consecutive year. So these companies are actively using the surplus funds to increase returns to shareholders, partly because the Tokyo Stock Exchange called for listed firms to improve their capital efficiency. They don't want just cash sitting there doing nothing on the balance sheet. And these active buybacks are contributing to the recent stock price increases. They're particularly noticeable among companies with low price-to-book ratios. For example, Mitsubishi bought back a total of 400 billion yen worth of shares under its stated policy of returning to shareholders more than 1.5 trillion yen. That includes dividend payments. And they want to get all of this done over a three-year period ending in March of 2025. The result is that Mitsubishi's price-to-book ratio rose from 0.78, that is less than 1, at the end of 2022, to its current price-to-book ratio of 1.1. So while revenues might be falling and even earnings are taking a hit, the earnings per share is benefiting from the reduced number of shares in circulation. Now, U.S. companies are no strangers to share buybacks. One of the consequences of more than a decade of record low interest rates was that companies found it easier to improve their earnings per share by borrowing money to buy back shares. The old-fashioned way of improving earnings by getting more customers and selling more product is time-consuming and takes a lot of effort. Borrowing some cash to buy back shares is a lot quicker. It makes you look like a financial genius. The average investor just looks at the price-to-earnings ratio and ignores most of the other metrics. They don't bother to look at the company's ballooning debt. As long as interest rates remain low, the company's management looks smart, but when interest rates rise, the debt becomes painful. Japanese companies, for the most part, have been just reinvesting cash on hand in order to buy back shares. We have not seen a massive wave of borrowing to buy back shares. For now, we have a Japanese stock market index that's up 30% over the past 6 months, during a time when the economy is limping along. Japan's economy is not the only one suffering. The UK is in recession. Germany, France, Italy, and numerous other European countries are also in recession. But there's nothing like a good old Wall Street-style share buyback to wallpaper over weak corporate earnings. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.